we enter his court with praise. I will say, this is the day that Yeshua has made. I will rejoice, for he has gladdened my heart. I will enter.
His gate with thanksgiving in my heart.
All I have come to do is
I will enter his court with praise.
And I will say with all of my mouth,
I will say
this is the day
Thank you, Lord. Because you live, we live also. Because you are alive, we are made alive. For your word says, if that same spirit which raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, that same spirit will quicken your mortal bodies. Well, thank you, Father, that we are quickened this day because of your mercies, because of your grace, because of your resurrection. Because you live, we live. We bless and magnify your holy name, that you're not a dead God, but a God who's alive and well able to hear us. And when we pray according to your will, your word is clear. Not only will you hear us, but you will do what we petition you to do. Tonight we pray not by our sight, based on the natural circumstances we see around us, but we pray according to your will, according to your word, and we declare, Father, your kingdom come, your will be done in our lives, in our community, in our city, in our province, in our country, in the states of our world, in the countries around the globe. Father, show yourself strong on our behalf. In Jesus, our sovereign Lord's name, we call it so done. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. It's good to have you here tonight for another time of prayer and intercession. Tonight we are going to cover different things as we pray the prayer of faith. About 20-something years ago, I believe it was, the Lord had opened my eyes to particular areas in our city, particularly in the area where the bay was and where the mall, Portage Mall, is, and the evil activity of the enemy that was operating in that area. It was very wicked. And I began to pray about it, trusting God to help us. The very fact that the businesses in that particular area are not doing as well as they should is a result of what spiritual activity is taking place there. All of the wickedness, the immorality that is operating in that stretch, and actually the way I saw it, the roadway in the realm of the spirit was not exactly how it is running right now. It is angled. There was so much activity. Anyway, it's just the way it is in the realm of the spirit. Now, why do I start with that today? Because it was an activity of the enemy to subject the entire city into a state of captivity. And one of the things the Lord has been challenging me about, and I've been talking to him about in the last few days, is I'm not in Chicago, I'm not in Toronto, I'm not in Vancouver. Our base is first and foremost here in Winnipeg. Now, it is the reach is supposed to be countrywide and worldwide and all of that, but still, we are in this city. And one of the things I've been asking the Lord to help me engage in is to have a clear, precise vision for this city. What is our particular assignment in our community here? How can we best effectively reach our community by the power of the Spirit of the living God? Because that's important. The Word of God says, you know, it says when the Israelites were out there in exile, it says, I want you to pray for your city. Pray for your city. Take hold of your city. Even though you are not in your home country, this is your city. This is where you're going to raise your children. This is where all kinds of things happen. And I have to confess that to a particular level, while I've been in this city, I've seen certain things happen that didn't used to happen. I remember many years ago, I would say close to 35, 36, maybe 37 years ago, how the Lord led us and we went to the Forks, what is now the Forks, and how we went in there, penetrated that place, and broke it. We were there around 1 a.m., 2 a.m. at night, broke it, and declared that the purpose of God concerning that particular spot will be generated. Because there was sitting in there an elderly woman, ancient, sitting in there, blocking activity, blocking that particular area. The enemy operates in regions. So we talk about principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness. There are things happening in the spirit realm that impact lives in real terms. And I believe tonight that one of the assignments that God gives to us is to break the stronghold of the enemy over our city. One of the assignments of the enemy over this city is to make it This is not supposed to be a murder capital. But the enemy wants to generate death in this atmosphere. And we need to push back on that darkness. Amen? The wickedness that is operating all around us needs to be stopped, or else something really terrible will happen. Now, the Word of God says to us in the book of Matthew, in the book of Matthew, beginning to read from chapter 12 and 43, Matthew 12, 43. He says, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man. Help me with my screen here, please. He walketh through dry places seeking rest and findeth none. And then it says, in verse 44, then he said, I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. 45. Then goeth he and taketh with himself 7 other spirits, more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. Now, we lose the point because we keep on hearing about man. But the last statement, even so shall it be unto this wicked generation, is the main point. It's not just talking about the individual, he's talking about a generation. That there is a spirit that comes, it is cast out, but then it comes back. There are particular spirits that we've cast out. There are individuals that were possessed by particular spirits that were supposed, that reigned over our city, that God called us to cast out. Are you with me so far? Now, I'm thinking about a particular individual. I'm not going to influence our coming elections or whatever else, but by the Spirit. There are particular individuals that we had run out of town. Are you with me so far? That are trying to come back into our city. Now, the warning is very clear. When that spirit tries to come back and checks it out, if he sees that where he was cast out of, yes, it's clean, yes, it's, but nobody's in charge, it goes, gets seven more wicked spirits. And the state of the individual or the community becomes seven times worse. Are you with me so far? So we're going to pray. We're going to declare tonight that Jesus is Lord over this city. Amen? There is no room for the enemy to operate here. We are not given room. We are not going to be silent. We're not going to carry placards. We're not going to, you know, carry megaphones, but there is a shout in the realm of the Spirit that will terrorize the forces of darkness and shatter strongholds. Praise the Lord. It is not by might nor power, but by the Spirit of the living God. We are not going to allow the enemy to plant his flag in our city, because this place is not going to be worse. Praise the Lord. We're going to declare that this land is cleansed, sanctified, and that the glory of God is in this place. Why? Because you and I are here and we are light. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 So we are going to take a stand and push back the darkness and say, no, not here. There is no room here for you. Praise the Lord. You're not going to bring your immorality back into our city and enhance that particular wickedness. You're not going to enhance the activity of death and confusion in our city. You are not going to pollute the leadership of our city. Because, you see, something I learned, and you, every one of us have learned, is if you stick one finger in oil, it's a foregone conclusion. You just dipped all of your fingers in oil, because that one finger that has the oil will rub on the other ones. Make sense? Okay. You allow the enemy to operate in any area of your life, he will take over. It's like a bad weed. Hallelujah. We don't want the weed in our territory. Praise God. We're going to make it totally uncomfortable for the forces of darkness to plant their flag in this city. This is not their place. Hallelujah. This same individual we got rid of, he was in Toronto and was going to plant his flag there in Toronto. We got rid of him because we have a church in Toronto. We say, and especially in where our church was located in Mississauga. We say, no, you're not doing it. Now that same spirit wants to come back to Winnipeg. No, not so. We are not giving it allowance. Amen? Satan does not have a right in our city. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So this is not going to be unto this generation, because we are declaring we are not going to be a wicked generation. Praise God. Are you with me? Now, the word of God is very clear. It says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and verse 2. 1 Timothy 2, 1 and 2. It says, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Giving of thanks be made for all men. And then it says, for kings, and for all that are in authority. Why? That we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. And this verse makes this comment. Verse 3. He says, for this is what? Good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. God wants all saved. Praise the Lord. And so he says to us, pray for all men. Give God thanks for all men. So when we talk about praying about certain spirits not operating in our city, we're talking about the spirit. We're not talking about the man. Praise the Lord. And let me make it clear by making another statement. Many years ago, there will be in 1992, 1993, we had located a spot on Maryland, 382 Maryland. And it was a small warehouse setting. The Lord had pointed it out to me that we should go, and that's where the church was going to be. And it's a long story telling you how I found the place. But anyway, we got it. And we needed to have a variance, a zoning variance for the use of that particular spot. And to do that, we had to go to the city and apply for this variance. And there's a hearing that was put together for it. We went, and I made a very convincing speech. It's very good. The committee that we're going to vote on whether we get that particular property voted, and we're all in agreement. And So I was all excited about this. And all of a sudden, I saw a spirit. A particular spirit. I didn't know this particular individual was, quote unquote, somebody who practiced alternative sex. But I saw the spirit just come in, got into this guy, and I heard the voice of the Lord. He said, "You're going to lose." I said, "They just voted all in agreement. What do you mean we're going to lose?" They raised this particular situation. I don't know the protocol, but anyhow, they brought this whole situation to a second vote. And I'm not expecting this. And the one that I saw this spirit going to voted against us. Wow. There's three of them that were sitting in that panel. And when one voted against, we lost. Because the chairman could not change it. I heard this and I dashed down there. I said, "How did we lose?" Oh, well, the only thing that's left for you to do now is appeal. Appeal. How long is that going to take? It's going to take you anywhere from 3 to 6 months. I said, "I don't have 3 to 6 months. I have to move into that place because we don't have a location for our church services in no more than 2 weeks. That's it." Wow. I was distraught. And the Lord asked me, "Why are you distraught?" I said, "We just lost." He said, "Appeal?" I said, "They told me 3 to 6 months. Do you trust me?" "Yeah." The Lord told me what to do. He said, "Call this number." I called. "Ask for such and such a person." I did. And I started having this discussion with this guy about appealing, you know, having a hearing. He said, "Not possible." I said, "It's possible." He said, "No, not possible." I said, "Well, it is. You're going to have to give us a hearing." He says, "You want me to stop the process and include you in the meeting that the next body's going to be having, committee's going to be having?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Okay, if you get me your letter requesting that you want to be part of the hearing, get it to me by 12 o'clock. It was maybe about 10:30 in the morning at this time. So I called for somebody to come help me type. I don't type. And they came, typed the information for me. I took off to City Hall. I step in. And I see, you know, a group of people coming, and the Lord zeroes on one of the guys. He says, "That's the person you're looking for." So I walked straight to him. I said, "Are you Mr. So-and-so?" He said, "Yes." I said, "I'm the one who was talking to you." He said, "You have the paper here?" I said, "Yeah, here it is." So they plugged us in for the hearing on the Monday. I know this is a long story, but we're going to start praying in just a moment. I came in there, and the chairman from the previous committee meeting that shut us down of maybe 4 or 5 days before was in that meeting. Now he's not allowed to be in the meeting to hear me the second time. And when I came in, you could see the blood rushing. This guy was petrified. He's wondering, how on earth did this guy come in here to be heard like in a few days? Who does he know? He didn't know that I knew the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. As I'm walking in, the guy is walking out. You know, it's just, oh my God, what's happening here? Now, I wish I could tell you that I made the biggest, best speech that day. It was the worst speech I've ever made anywhere. I fumbled all over the place, and I knew for sure these guys are going to just say, get out of here. We're not doing anything. They gave us our variance. I couldn't believe it. How? God. Amen? God. In the realm of the Spirit, we can change a lot of things. Amen? Things don't have to happen the way the natural system says. So today, we're going to pray. That Spirit, that same Spirit that went into that guy, that caused things to be overturned, that same Spirit will not step itself in this city. Because that same Spirit is the same Spirit that put that totem pole or whatever it is on the bridge. You know the bridge I'm talking about? That same Spirit. That's the Spirit. Let me tell you something. We were trying to set up, do our television program, Call to Victory. And we took pictures of the city, you know, to show where this program was coming from. And that was one of the pictures, the bridge over there. And when we took that picture, the Lord, just before that, had mentioned to me, when I came to this house, I talked to you then about it. He said, get this guy out of this place. We've been trying to pray that that guy will not come to power in this city. And every time the Lord will say, no, leave him alone. I said, God, you couldn't be saying, leave that guy alone. Twice, the Lord says, leave him alone. And one day I heard it loud and clear, get rid of him. I said, what did he do? What? why would you say, get rid of that guy? He said, that guy, you see that bridge there? I said, yes. He said, that post that is there, he is saying, F you, God. He said, now get rid of him. Get rid of him now. So I came here and I said to you, it's time to get rid of this guy. He must go. He was strong in this city. Anyway, let me cut the long story short. He went and fought for a seat with a guy called Stephen, something like that, a quadriplegic, and he lost. Amen? Because God said, get rid of him. Well, that same spirit is not going to come back into this city. Hallelujah. We refuse to accept that spirit. The man we will pray for the word of God says, pray for all men and give thanks for all men, because God is not willing that any perish, but are all come to repentance. We're going to pray for salvation, but we are not going to allow that spirit. Praise God. The man we can accept, but not that spirit. You got that? Okay. So, our prayer focus is this. God, step into our city and make certain that no evil spirit of wickedness, step into our city to bring us to a worse state. Step into our city. We pray for our city. We pray that God will do a work of grace in this city of Winnipeg. We are not going to lose. We're going to be winners. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God will take reign in this land. We pray for the men and the women of this city that God will snatch every one of them, because he's not willing that anyone perish. God will snatch men out of the claws of the enemy, that salvation will come to our city. Amen? Hallelujah. The God of the turnaround will turn things around for us in our city. For salvation belongs to the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Let's begin to give God thanks for all men in our city, in our community, and declare the salvation of God be richly bestowed upon people in this city. Father, we thank you for your grace. It is sufficient. Lord, we've been here before. And Lord, oh God, we are saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful city. Thank you, Lord, oh God, that the enemy is not going to relocate himself here. The enemy, oh God, of the well-being of this community will not relocate himself, will not relocate itself to this community. Father, we refuse access to the forces of darkness. You are the God of the turnaround. Turn things around for your glory and for your honor. Save our city. Save the people of this community. Do a new thing. Precious blood of Jesus Christ, be shed abroad, O God, upon this city. Cleanse this city from all unrighteousness. Cleanse the people. Cleanse the people. Sanctify the people. Let your loving kindness sweep through this community. Father, in Jesus' name, we declare, O God, that your word, O God, will go forth even now. And Lord, O God, that you will shatter the backbone of the enemy. The Lord, O God, that you will cripple the forces of darkness, that you will shut their mouths. Lord, oh God, the agenda of Satan and his courts will not prosper in our city. We are declaring that Winnipeg belongs to the Lord. We're declaring that the people of Winnipeg belong to the Lord. We declare, God, that, Father, the spirit of deception will not operate in our city. Lord, oh God, immorality will not reign in our city. The wickedness, oh God, and the occultic activities of the evil one will not operate in our city. We declare, Father, in Jesus' name, that the fire of your spirit will begin to burn, oh God, burn and consume, Lord, oh God, the activities of darkness. Father, in Jesus' name, let there be a mighty flood, oh God, that washes away everything that is not of you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, have your way in our city. Raise up, O God, leaders, O God, that will be subject to your directives, men and women that will follow your guidance. For Lord, this day we refuse to give access to the enemy and his seven more wicked spirits. No, 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 no. We refuse the devil and his courts any place. Arise, O Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, no shadow of turning. Let the activities of wickedness, O God, receive judgment, swift judgment right now, right now, right now, right now. Let your hammer come down on every foul spirit. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, every spirit of darkness that will want to bring pollution into our city, Lord, O God, we refuse them access. In the name of Jesus, oh God, my Father, I declare, God, that they be shut out. No room for Satan and his cohorts here. No room. No room for your wickedness. Lord, destroy all of the eggs of the enemy. In Jesus' name. Lord, the eggs of the enemy shall not be brooded on, and they shall not live. For this day we shatter the strong man's hold. We destroy the strong man. We destroy this day that which will give life to the activities of wickedness. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever will make this city a conducive place for the practice of wickedness, Lord, O God, that thing is destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus, save our city, save our community, save our province. Touch your people. We pray for the people of this land. We pray, O God, wholeness. Father, in Jesus' name, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Let it cease. In the name of Jesus. Korebala shande kito soko. Wickedness shall not take root in our land. We say no to the activities of the evil one. Light of God, shine brightly. Let darkness be dispelled in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise, O God, that it is so. Take a hold of the politics of our land, the politics, O God, of our city, and raise up right men and godly women so that we live peaceable lives. We pray this, O God, for our city as a point of contact. But we pray the same, O God, for the different cities and communities all around our world. Let salvation come to your people. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We declare that God step into our city and make certain that no evil spirit steps into our city. We pray that God will do a work of grace in the city of Winnipeg. We are not going to lose. We are going to win. Hallelujah. We're not going to yield any turf to the enemy, because the God of the turnaround will turn things around for us. And salvation has come to our city in Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, the Word of God says in 1 Timothy chapter 5, 22 through 24, he says, lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partakers of other men's sins. Keep thyself pure. And the statement, keep thyself pure, is clarifying what laying on hands wrongfully can bring about. You can be defiled by laying on of hands suddenly. That's what the Lord is saying. In the book of Haggai, chapter 2, beginning to read from verse 10, verse 11, Haggai chapter 2. Yeah, I'll take it off from verse 10. It says, in the 24th day of the 9th month, in the 2nd year of Darius, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, Thus said the Lord of hosts, ask now the priest concerning the law, saying, if one bear holy flesh in the skirt of his garment, and with his skirt do touch bread or pottage or wine or oil or any meat, shall it be holy? And the priest answered and said, no. So this is a holy thing, touching an unholy thing. It says it doesn't change the unholy thing and make it holy. Then said Haggai, if one that is unclean by a dead body touch any of these, shall it be unclean? And the priest answered and said, it shall be unclean. So the unclean thing makes the clean thing unclean, but the clean thing does not automatically make the unclean thing clean. That makes sense? That's partly why we don't just suddenly lay hands. For two reasons. One, because you don't want to be a partaker of the sin. Two, because laying hands does not automatically mean a change. So what then needs to happen? What needs to happen is there's got to be repentance. Repentance. A denunciation of that which is unclean, so that the grace and the blessing can come upon a life. So God says, don't just lay hands. And many times, you know, people will come to me and say, I need deliverance about this or about that. And I say, well, number one thing, you got to acknowledge the Lordship of Jesus Christ over your life. Because if we deal with this evil spirit and you don't surrender your life to the Lord, you're going to be worse off. Because that spirit is going to get seven more wicked spirits and come and harass you to no end. So, you ready to surrender your life first and foremost to the Lord? Because I'm not going to partake in your sin. I'm not going to say, the Lord is not going to ask me, why did you do this? First and foremost, you have to surrender yourself to God. Now, the passage is more related to laying hands on suddenly on people and giving them positions of authority and stuff like that, and then person goes sour and whatever else. But the principle is the same. That makes sense? So, we're going to pray today. We're going to pray that the presence of God touch our city so that His blessings can abide here. In essence, God, we cry out on behalf of every man, every woman in our city, that their hearts will be touched by you, that their heartbeat will be to be subject to your authority and to your power. Because if we don't do that, if we don't have a love for the people of our city, we expose them to a worse state. And that's not what we want. Amen? That's not what we want. We want God to take hold of the hearts of people and turn their hearts around. He can touch whole communities. It's happened in the past. And if he's done it in the past, through men and women, he can do the same thing in our city. Praise the Lord. I remember going to Guatemala years ago and seeing how God changed an entire city. Not only did he affect them politically, spiritually, he affected their land. He affected their land. Everything changed. I saw ground that couldn't produce anything. It wasn't because of fertilizer. It was because of any of that. Carrots were bigger than my arm. It's carrots. The ground got healed. Their bars shut down. Their brothels shut down. Everybody in the community started crying out to the living God, and God healed their land. The word of God says, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, it says, I will hear from heaven. That's what he said. I'm going to hear from heaven, and I'm going to heal their land. Praise God. Let's look at that in 2 Chronicles chapter 7. And 14. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray. He didn't say everybody. He says my people that are called by my name. And one of the key factors of the blessing, and we've been talking about the blessing, he says when the priest blesses them, he should put his name on them. Do you remember that passage of scripture? It said, put my name on them. So the name of God is on us. We are called by his name. Praise God. It says when we humble ourselves, when we come into agreement with God, and we pray, and we seek his face, and that's what we're going to do tonight at this point. We're going to seek his face. We're going to seek the face of God, but we're going to seek his face concerning our land. God, what is the kingdom purpose of this great city of Winnipeg? This city that you put right here. What is our assignment? Because I need to know what my assignment is. We need to know what our assignment is. It says, if they seek my face, if they humble themselves and seek my face, it says, then I'm going to do something. 2 Chronicles 7:14. He says, when they turn from their wicked ways. Remember what we read in Matthew 12. This will be what happens to this wicked generation. He says, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin. And I will heal their land. 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 Why? Because they've turned from their wicked ways. They've sought my face. They've humbled themselves in prayer. And therefore, I'm going to forgive their sin. And therefore, I'm going to heal their land. Now, what is striking to me is what he says in the next few verses. In verse 15, he says, "Now mine eyes shall be open, and my ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place." Now, he tells them what they're supposed to do. And before they even start doing it, he steps in and says, "My ears are open." Why? Because God is more willing to bless us than we are capable of receiving. So my ears are open now. But Lord, you just gave us the instruction right now. Yeah, I'm on the move. Hallelujah. I'm on the move already. No, we, there's no time to waste. Let's do this. Praise the Lord. So we're going to pray as God's people. We're going to first of all declare, God, we're in agreement with your word. We repent. You will hear the prophets, kings, leaders saying, "Father, we repent on behalf of our fathers. We didn't do it, but we repent for them." Praise God. We're going to do the same thing. We're going to cry out. Well, I didn't go do any immoral stuff, but we're going to cry out to God. I didn't kill anybody, but we're going to cry out to God. "Father, forgive us for the murders that have taken place in our city." We're going to cry out to God for all the immorality, the drugs and the gangs in our city, all the wickedness happening all around us. We're going to cry out to God, "Father, forgive us. Father, forgive us. Lord, have mercy on us as your people. Have mercy, forgive us." He says, if we humble ourselves before him, if we seek his face, if we turn from our wicked ways, we're going to say, "Father, we turn from our wicked ways. God, forgive us and heal our land. We turn from our wicked ways. We turn from our wicked ways. We turn away from the wickedness that we have practiced or allowed." It doesn't matter whether we did it personally, but the very fact that we are part of this city, we are defiled by the wickedness of this city, and we are crying out to God, "God, forgive us. Father, sanctify us. Do something for us. Have mercy on us. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, set us free from the activities of wickedness that's operating in our city." Let us pray. Let us cry out to God for the work of salvation. Oh Father, my Lord and my God, we repent before you for every activity of immorality, for the drug addictions, for the murders, for the corruption in our city. We ask, oh God, for forgiveness. We ask, oh God, that in your loving kindness and your tender mercies, Lord, oh God, that you will save our city. Save us, oh God. Save us, oh God, in this wickedness. Oh God, let your mercy, oh God, come to play. Deliver us, oh God, from the evil activities of wickedness that have been operational, oh God, in our community. Father, we humble ourselves in agreement with your word. We accept, oh God, the fact that we have sinned. We accept the fact, oh God, that wickedness have taken place in our city. Lord, oh God, there's been corruption in our city. There's been murders in our city. There's been abortions in our city. There's been all forms of wickedness, all forms of immorality in our city. Lord God Almighty, in your loving kindness and your grace, oh Father, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, oh God. Father, we turn, oh God, by faith, Lord, oh God, corporately and individually from our wicked ways. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, let our hearts, oh God, beat after yours. Oh, God, in agreement. Father, in the name of Jesus, not just words, oh God, from the depths of our being. Lord, oh God, we cry out to you. Father, we cry out, oh God, to you. We ask, oh God, that Lord, oh God, that mercy, oh God, will cause your people, oh God, to begin to turn around. In the name of Jesus, let your presence, oh God, touch our city. Father, Father God, Father God, Father God, Father God, we cry out to you, have mercy on us, have mercy on us, have mercy on our leaders, have mercy, O God, on our pastors, have mercy, O God, on your on fellow believers, O God, that have not preached your word. Father, have mercy on us. Lord, oh God, have mercy on us, oh God, that we've just hidden our faces, oh God, from recognizing the evil that's been happening in our city. Lord, oh God, have mercy. Oh, Most High God, have mercy. Lord, oh God, for allowing, oh God, wickedness to operate, oh God, in every area. Oh God, in our downtown area, in our suburbs, Lord, oh God, wickedness is happening. Lord, oh God, in our communities, rural communities, there's wickedness operating. Father, in the name of Jesus, we cry out, oh God, to you. Lord, oh God, to give us, oh God, the vision. Father, oh God, that we need, oh God, to see clearly what we need to address. Grant us, oh God, a voice, oh God, that breaks through all the chatter. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, oh God, that the words that come forth out of our mouths, Lord, oh God, will be words, oh God, that prick the hearts of men and women and cause them, oh God, to bow down in repentance. Father, in the name of Jesus, we, oh God, declare, Father, in the name of Jesus, save our land, save our land, save our land, save our land. Turn our city around, turn our city around. Father, let forgiveness reign. Oh God, in Jesus' name, have mercy, oh God, on us. Have mercy, oh God. Have mercy, oh God. Have mercy, oh God. Have mercy, oh God, for our complacency. Have mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for our tardiness. Have mercy, oh God, in Jesus' name, for our apathy. Have mercy, for our lethargy. Have mercy, Lord, oh God, help us, oh God, to come back, oh God, online, seeking you with all of our hearts and worshiping you in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' mighty name, we give you praise for deliverance. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to pray two more prayers. At least that's what I think. First one is going to be about this land. I shared with you about how Mom and I and some of our church members went into the Fox area. At that time, it was all bush. There was nothing there. Late at night, walking through the area, stumbling over rocks in the dark, because God had commissioned us to go and open up that particular area of the city. And how we had to break the backbone of this ancient woman spirit. There's a native woman sitting right there. We had to dislodge, to bring about change. This land, just to our north here, just a few blocks from here, was a point where natives were massacred, just around IGA, just over there. There is a monument in the particular spot to mark it. This land has had all kinds of things happen to it. There are places in this city that are portals of wickedness. We're going to reclaim our land. The God who says he will heal our land, we are asking him to override all of the wickedness, all of the bloodshed, all of the deception, the breaking of contract, all the wickedness that have happened in this turf. We start from our city. It's all over this land, all over this country. But we're going to ask that God heal this land. That this muddy river be cleansed. That God heal the waters of this city. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to ask God to intervene because of mercy. The word of God says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. But the word of God also says that God, as sons of Abraham, has given us the inheritance of the world. Praise God. So we are beginning right here in our city, which is at the center not only of this nation, but this continent. We're going to declare, God, heal this land. Forgive and heal this land. And strip every spirit that has been empowered to operate in this turf by the activities of wickedness, strip them of all of their rights. The word of God says in the book of Colossians, chapter 2, that Jesus defeated the powers of darkness and made a public show of them. Praise God. We're going to trust God tonight because we ask him according to his word. Whatever has operated in this land that has no right to it, or because of the activities of wickedness assumed authority over this turf, that they be stripped of their authority, because we are the rightful owners as heirs, inheritors of the earth. We are rightful owners. The devil does not have the right. Jesus Christ paid the price of redemption for all the earth. Amen. Praise God. So we're going to demand our rights and say, no, 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 no. You have no place here. Praise God. We will enforce the will of God in our city. This city must come to its fullness. Praise God. Just the other day, the Lord reminded me of something he said to us many years ago about the greater Winnipeg area. And It was the expansion of this city. Just like you have the GTA, the Greater Toronto Area, there is a Greater Winnipeg Area that the communities all around us begin to prosper and grow. When the Lord gave us that word, most of this so-called Greater Winnipeg Area, there were just little small communities all over the place. But when God gave us that word, things are changing in different communities. So you can go to different communities now and see how much they have grown. But that is nowhere close to what God really wants to do. Amen? The other day, my daughter was coming up north, northwards, and you know, to pick up the kids, and she said, "I've been on the road for over an hour, and I still haven't gone." I said, "Oh my, that's like Toronto." Well, we don't want all the traffic issues. But God has a plan for our city. Praise God. This city, right here. Are you ready for this? Wow. This city is mimicking another city in this continent. It's mimicking the city of Chicago. Oh my Lord. Wow. That's interesting. I'm going to go search, do some research, some more about this. Not that I doubt the Lord. But this is Chicago. This right here. They call us Little Chicago? No kidding. Wow. And guess what's happening over there in Chicago? All the murders. That's the same thing we're reflecting. This is sun and moon. Well, we're going to break that stronghold of the enemy. This city is supposed to be just as great as that city. Big. But we don't want all the mess. Praise the Lord. Can we believe God tonight? Wow. Little Chicago. Interesting. Okay, we shall be little no more. But we don't want the issues and problems of that Chicago. We're going to enjoy the blessings of God because we're reclaiming our land and we're saying that the greatness of God be established in our city. Praise God. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So let it be, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Well, let us pray that the strongholds, the things that the enemy, Jesus is Lord. There's been a move of the enemy that's held our city for the longest time. But we're going to dislodge everything that the enemy left here. And we're going to declare freedom for our city. Winnipeg will fulfill its destiny in God. Because there are mega, mega churches in our city. Hallelujah. There's a lot of mega in this city. Praise God. Whatever the enemy has stolen must be restored back. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. We declare the restoration of God's goodness in our city. A revival will hit this city. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, make us, O God, a place that will bring this revival forth in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Hallelujah. We dislodge that little that has been attached to our name. We dislodge it. We dislodge the lies of the enemy. We dislodge it. We declare, Father, in Jesus' name, that you heal this land. And Lord, O God, that the rights of the enemy that have been established in this place because of wickedness, Lord, O God, that those rights be denied in the name of Jesus. Let the documentation of darkness be ripped apart even now by the authority of your word. We declare, O God, that every document against this city, every document, oh God, every right of the evil one against this city, be ripped apart now. Be ripped apart now. All the rights of the evil one taken off in the name of Jesus. Intervene, oh God, on our behalf, Father. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, let, oh God, your measure, oh God, be established in our city. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, raise up, oh God, your churches, oh God, by the authority of your name. Lord, oh God, churches, oh God, working, oh God, in unity, oh God, declaring your purpose, oh God, in this land. So, God, Father, in Jesus' name, that the influence, oh God, of your spirit, oh Father, in this land will sweep across in the name of Jesus. Miracles, turnarounds, restoration in the name of Jesus. Lord, oh God, let this place, oh God, be a media stronghold, oh God, for the preaching of the gospel in the name of Jesus. A place, oh God, where your word, oh God, will spread effectively in Jesus' name. Let, oh God, the church, oh God, be raised up with a vision, oh God, that is not just local but global by the authority of your word. Heal this land. Let, oh God, the rightful assignment, oh God, that you have for this city, oh God, come into fruition now in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we declare breakthroughs, oh God. Breakthroughs, oh God. Breakthroughs, oh God. Breakthroughs, oh God. Breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. We break forth in the name of Jesus. We break through in the name of Jesus. We manifest your glory in the mighty name of Jesus. We are a fruitful place, oh God, for the things of the Spirit. We are fruitful, oh God, in the realm of business. We are fruitful, oh God, in politics. We are fruitful, oh God, in education. We are fruitful, oh God, in praise and worship. Lord, oh God, that the things that the enemy has stolen, oh God, and diverted to its purpose, Lord, oh God, this day we take back, oh God, our rightful place in the name of Jesus. We declare, oh God, that the walls of darkness collapse now in the name of Jesus. We take back our rightful place, oh Father, in Jesus' name. Father, enforce your will in our city. We declare freedom in this city. We declare, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you, the builder of the church, will build your church, the church that the gates of hell can never prevail over. We fulfill our destiny, Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, no shadow of turning. Be glorified, be exalted, O God, in us. Thank you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, strip every enemy of their authority in this land and establish your kingdom in our city. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we call it so done. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Let us wrap up by praying for the service on Sunday. And Sunday begins in the evening the first hours of the new year, Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets. We're going to ask for God's grace to flow, that the trumpet, as the trumpet, the shofar, is blown in this house and in the houses of the Lord around the world, different places, that it will be the blast that terrorizes the forces of darkness. One, that it will be the blast, just like the shofar was blown in the time of Nehemiah, and they were all together where the trumpet was being blown and the walls were restored. Oh, well, praise the Lord. Glory be to God, that there will be a restoration. Amen. That the burnt walls of the church, the burnt walls of our city will be rebuilt, and that every enemy, every Sanballat, Tobiah, whatever enemy, that God will defeat every single one of them in the name of Jesus, that the name of the Lord will be exalted in our midst. Praise God. Let us pray. Thank you, Father, that you are the God who puts the enemy of our souls in total disarray and confusion. For you are building your church. You're restoring your people. God of restoration, oh, do a mighty work for us. Do a mighty work. Do a mighty work. Bring about a restoration, oh Father, of your church like never before. Thank you, Lord, oh God, that which the enemy has stolen is being restored. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, that you are rebuilding. Oh God, you are putting together your body. You're putting together your church. You're putting together, oh God, your people in the mighty name of Jesus. The enemy burnt the walls of your people, burnt the walls of your church, scattered everything, and has positioned himself to make certain that there be no restoration. But Lord, oh God, you're the God who restores. You're the God who restores. We thank you, Lord, for the services starting this Sunday. Lord, oh God, that it will be, oh God, the restoration of your glory, oh God, in your church again. Father, oh God, that as the trumpet is blasted, Father, oh God, that there will be, oh God, the blast, oh God, of victory, the blast, oh God, that brings your people into the place of divine unity, wholeness, togetherness. Lord, oh God, that your people, oh God, will be fully armed, oh God, to dismantle the workings of the evil one. Builder of the church, build your church, build your church, build your church, build your city. In the name of Jesus, Father, be glorified in the midst of your people. Arise, O Father, and let every enemy be scattered. We give you praise for the outpouring of your Holy Spirit. For a new day, a new beginning, a new season. You called us to partnership. Now, Lord, O God, this partnership is connecting to the restoration that you are establishing in our world. In Jesus' name, it is so done. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I was writing some stuff and I picked up this card. I don't know when I wrote this. It's got to be close to a year or maybe 2+ years. And it's been on that table and I didn't notice it until today. Must have happened, I think it happened during one of my early times of coming to seek the face of the Lord and to pray. And the Lord said something to me. He said to me, debt. I said, debt, okay, what about that? He said, it's doing everything but tithe. So I wrote it down. Right there. Doing everything but tithe. And I've forgotten about it all this time until today. Doing everything but tithe. This last prayer is going to be this. God, help us to break the stronghold of debt. Amen? It's just simple. Help your body to break the stronghold of debt. The doing everything but tithe. When you read the book of Malachi, you find out that the unfruitfulness of the people was not because nobody was tithing, but because of people in the group not tithing, it affected everybody. I encourage you to go read it. So we're going to ask God to break that stronghold so that we all, as God's people, become people that are not in debt, but people that are operating in the wisdom and the grace of giving, so that every one of us are blessed. There's no hole, no weak link, but that the grace of God is sufficient, and God will help us all. Amen? Let's wrap up our prayer time with that. Thank you, Father, for this grace, that, Lord, oh God, that we are not a people that do everything but tithe, but rather a people that at the very minimum honor you with our tithing. And Lord, oh God, that the stronghold of indebtedness be shattered, that we operate, oh God, in the humility of the wisdom of God, and that, Lord, oh God, that we will be a fruitful people, a people whose seed are blessed and multiplied. Thank you, Lord, for freedom from all debt, individually and corporately. In Jesus, our sovereign Lord's name, we ask it. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Well, let us honor God with our giving. If you've not done so already, do so. And I encourage you to prayerfully consider what God will ask you to bring to Him during these special meetings. What does He have on His mind? I know what He spoke to me about, what He's asking me to do, and I will stretch and do that. And I ask that God will do the same thing for every one of us, that God will speak to you and so in obedience to His directives, you do accordingly. Amen? And that God will meet us during this weekend/week that we're stepping into. Praise God. Just come and honor God with your giving. And those of you that are listening online, may the Lord strengthen and uphold you. May His hand of blessings rest upon you. And may you know His favor. We look forward to seeing you on Sunday for a wonderful time in His presence. God bless you. And let's trust God together for our cities. It says, if any two of you shall agree concerning anything, it shall be done. And I believe God heard us tonight. Good night. Enjoy the goodness of God. Blessings.